There was another machane besides machane shchina, machane levi, machane Yisrael, which was in the enclosure of the Ezas Noshim, which they were goyzer at full yom and not enter, but there was no punishment associated with it. In Shiloh, there were only two machanes. Which machane was missing in Shiloh? So Rabbi said it would make sense to say that there was a machane levi, because if not, then zovim and people who were tami meis would be treated the same and only sent out of one machane, since they're allowed to be in the machane Yisrael, which can't be right, because of a drasha of pasuk that says v'lo yitamus machaneim, which teaches that they are not supposed to be in the same. Treated the same in this respect. Rava asked, if you say that the Machane Yisrael, that it's the Machane Yisrael that didn't exist there, then it would come out that a Zov and a Metzaira would be sent out to the same place outside the Machane Leviyah, which is problematic based on the pasuk that says Bodod Yeshev, which teaches that a Metzaira is supposed to be sent out to a place where no other Tomei person is sent out. Rather, Rava said, all three Machanes existed in Shiloh. When the Rai says there were only two Machanes, it means that the Machane Leviyah at Shiloh did not act as an ir miklot to save a person who killed B'Shoigig. We're taught that in the Midbar, the Machane Leviyah did have this characteristic. The Rai is teaching at Shiloh, it did not have this characteristic. The Mishnah says, Bo'u le'gilgol. So Bryce says, any neder or nedava could be brought in a private bama. A carbon that was not a neder or nedava, it was obligatory, may not be brought in a private bama. Rav Meir holds that a mincha and a carbon nozim may be brought in a private bama. The Chacham said, a person was only allowed to bring oilis and shlomim on a private bama. Rabbi Yehuda said, any carbon that the tzibur or an individual was allowed to bring in the oil moyed in the midbar, they would also be able to bring on a bama of the tzibur at the oil moyed in Gilgal. If so, what's the difference between the oil moyed of the midbar and the oil moyed of Gilgal? During the time of the oil moyed in the midbar, bamas were aser. During the time of the oil moyed in Gilgal, the bamas were mutter. With regard to a private bama, a person could only offer oilis and shlomim on it. The Chacham said, any carbon that the tzibur was allowed to bring in the oil moyed in the midbar, they could also bring out the bama of the tzibur at the oil moyed in Gilgal. However, on the bama of the tzibur and on the bama of an individual could only bring oilis and shlomim, but not obligatory kabbanis. Rav Shimon said, even the tzibur could not bring obligatory kabbanis on the bama of the tzibur, except for the carbon pesach and other obligatory kabbanis that had a fixed time associated with them. Zakhtimar Rav Meir's view that obligatory kabbanis may not be brought on the bama of an individual is based on the pasuk that says, Loisasun kechol asher anachnu oisim poi hayoim. This pasuk teaches that Moshe told the Eden that for the first 14 years after they enter Eretz Yisrael, only voluntary kabbanis may be offered. Rav Meir holds that menachas and the kabbanis of a nazir fall into this permitted category as well. Rabbanan hold that mincha was never brought on a bama, and the kabbanis of a nazir are considered to be obligatory. Shmuel says the machlokes regarding the kabbanis of the nazir is only in regard to the chatas and the ashram that a nazir has to bring, but everyone would agree that the oilis and the shlomim of a nazir could be brought on the bama. Rabbi asked, the Braisa says that tnufa of the chazav shayik of a shlomim or taida is only done by the tzibur's bama, but not by the bama of an individual. The same is for the separation of the four loaves of the taida. The reason for this is the pasuk regarding these says lahashem, which means it cannot be done in a private bama. Now the shlomim of a nazir requires that there's also a tenufa of its front leg, which is then cooked. And the pasuk there also says that it must be done in front of Hashem, which would mean that it may only be done in the bum of the tzibur. So how did the Braisa not list this as well? Now, if the Rabbanan argues or may regarding a nazir's oila and shlomim as well, so we consider the Braisa follows the Rabbanan. And since they hold a nazir shlomim may not be brought on an individual's bama, there's no reason to say that the tenufa of the leg can't be done there as well. However, according to Shmuel, who says, does the Rabbanan say the shlomim may be brought on the private bama, why doesn't the Braisa list this tenufa as well? And for the Gemara, we have to say that Shmuel's statement was that Rav Meir and the Rabbanan argue with regard to the nazir's oila and shlomim, but all agree that the chatas and ashram are considered to be obligatory offerings, and therefore may not be brought on the bama. Look at my right to the Braisa said, that the Chacham said, any carbon that the tzibur was allowed to bring in the oil moyed in the midbar, they could also bring out the bama of the tzibur at the oil moyed in Gilgal. The view of the Chacham is based on the pasuk of Ish Hayosha Be'enov Yaseh. This is understood to teach that an Ish, an individual, only Yesharis, only can bring voluntary kabbanis, and that can be brought on the bama of the tzibur. But obligatory kabbanis cannot be brought even on the bama of the tzibur. However, the tzibur, they can even bring obligatory kabbanis. Rav Yehuda would say that the pasuk says Hayosha Be'enov, which refers to a private bama, and says that it's there where only voluntary karbanas may be brought, but on the bama of the tzibur, even an individual may bring obligatory karbanas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how would he understand the word ish? And v'tumara, that comes to validate a non-kayin to do the avoida on a bama. But this is where I learned from the pasuk of Ezarach HaKayin as Hadom al Mizbach Hashem. And v'tumara, if we only had that pasuk, we would think that a bechor may do the avoida on a bama, but that there must be the sanctification of bechorim as they were originally. The pasuk of ish teaches that this is not necessary. Fakting why the view of the Chacham seems to be the same as the view of the Tanakhama, I mean the Rabban who argued on Meir earlier. Evet Umar, Papa said, the difference between them is whether Nesachim were brought in the Midbar on the Bama of a Tzibur and on a private Bama.